Well, thanks for joining us, Neil. And we'll come to officials, we'll come to the second half performance, but it seemed to us that FC just were not at it in the first half. When you look at the way, the fluency of the play on Tuesday night, for example, that wasn't being replicated. How did you feel in the first half?
I'll stand here and apologise, you know. I have to do that as a manager. But you saw my reaction at half-time, what happened. I won't stand for that. You know, I don't care who you are, where you've played. You know, I can... It'd be hard because, like, there's been such positive interviews, but you can't turn up here and expect as many fans to travel down here and put that first half display. And I know I took Cook, Linney and Simpson off. I could have took six or seven off, but, you know, we did what we did. We didn't get any help from the officials, but I've got to be careful what I say there. Watch back the first goal. It's disgraceful. But, and then he adds 2 minutes on at the end. But then we make the changes at half-time and we come out fighting second half.
In terms of that performance, what specifics were there for you that was letting the team down in that first half?
Basics, character, work rate. I mean, how many times did, you know, the midfielders get pushed off the ball and giving cheap free kicks away? How many times did we didn't recover back there? How many times did Cedric give the ball away at the top end? Yeah, it just went straight through. How many times did Baker and Morris get beat in a duel centre half? It just went right through. But I guess when you do change it and you put lads on with a bit more energy, with a bit more heart, and that's what it was second half, you know, you reap the rewards. And, you know, on another day we come away with a point, even three, second half performance. Really proud of it, but you can't play like that first half. That's horrendous. Horrendous.
In a way, how proud are you that FC's 10 men were better than Hyde's 11 in the second half?
They were brilliant. I mean, I'll have to look at the Ennis sending off. I haven't seen it yet. We did really well second half. I expected us to have a reaction. You know, no disrespect to Hyde. You know, with no manager, a standing manager, and they struggled against our 10 second half. But if we would have turned up, well, I'm saying turned up, the first 10 minutes we were brilliant and we should have been 2 up. And we weren't, and we lost hope and belief. And I don't understand that. And people stopped running. And that's the fundamental difference, they stopped running. And there's no excuse for that. You know, the last message I'll give to my Jack in the morning for North End is work hard. If you don't work hard, you're not playing at this level. And I'm just thankful I've got Donoghue out of the cast now. I've got Curtis Jones come back in. Hopefully another body this week. Lavercombe's come back in. But I think some people have had too many chances now.
At the risk of labouring the point, this is the very thing we spoke of before the game. After the game, we kind of alluded to it with yourself. The team plays has two huge games against maybe the two best sides. It meant the four really strong games against four of the top sides in the league. Give it everything.
Yeah.
Show real professionalism. What does it say about them that they come to a winnable fixture, not an easy place to come, and don't deliver that?
There's no excuse. It doesn't matter who you play week in, week out. We made changes to freshen it up today, and the changes didn't come in and do enough. And lads were playing out of the skin today. Yeah, we've got injuries. Everyone's got injuries. They've got injuries. It can't be more now. We don't change the style of play. The surface suits us. We just got out-muscled in every area first half. And you sin. You know, I think I've done it once before. At South Shields away, I took three off. And today, you can tell by my reaction. I'm not accepting three people going through the motions. And, you know, if that is the three that come off, then so be it. But, you know, people have had a lot of chances now and have got to be better than that.
Was the decision for Cedric to take the penalty, was that made on the field, or was he always going to be the penalty taker?
Charlie Ennis is the penalty taker. When he's on the field, Cedric's the penalty taker. When he's not on the field, then, you know, I don't watch the penalty, so I can't comment. I turned away. I just had a feeling when I turned up today that I don't know what people have been doing in preparation for today's game, you know, but we pride ourselves on fitness and looking after ourselves and professionalism. And the fans deserve better than what they saw first half today. So, you know, I will own that and I will deal with that. And it's a real kick in the teeth because we should be getting 3 points today.
Onward, Radcliffe on Monday. Probably no guessing what your message is going to be to the squad.
It's quite an easy one, isn't it? So, but thanks for everyone for turning up today, and we'll do our best to put it right on Monday.
Well, thanks as ever for joining us, and we'll see you in 48 hours.
Cheers, guys.